Hello, welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We pause and we pray together before we come to God's Word. Lord, we reflect on your love for us in Jesus. Thank you for what the gospel means to us. And we pray that you would give us more of a sight of Jesus, more of an appreciation of your gospel, so that these things seem ever more wonderful to us. Presence yourself with us now by the Holy Spirit. Clear from our minds and our hearts anything that would get in the way. And show us Jesus, show us the gospel, and transform us as we read and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading today is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we will begin in verse 11, and we'll run through to chapter 6 and verse 2. Slightly longer reading, we remind ourselves that the Word of God in and of itself has tremendous power. May we appreciate, may we feel that power this morning as we hear Paul talking about the ministry of reconciliation. Paul says, "Since we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade people. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We're not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we're out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we're in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We're therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, 'In the time of my favour I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you.' I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." Are we in any way weary of engaging in God's mission? If that's the case, there's a huge amount in these verses to reignite our passion. We participate in mission because we fear the Lord, as it says in verse 11. Fear is used here in the sense of reverence. Because Paul has a deep reverence for God and is longing to see God's name honoured, he engages wholeheartedly in gospel mission. A similar passion for God's name will lead us to do likewise. Further, there is great glory in the gospel itself. Try to appreciate the breathtaking scope and power of the reconciliation of which verses 18 to 20 speak. And this is all possible thanks to Christ's death on the cross for us. What a gospel this is. What amazing love this is. And what is more, God uses us to share it. We are ambassadors, Christ's representatives, declaring the world-changing good news. We might well have chosen another way of getting the gospel out, but amazingly, God uses you and he uses me. What a privilege this is. And we are pointed to a further motive for mission. In verse 14 we read, Christ's love compels us. When I was younger at university, I was present at a question and answer session with a cross-cultural missionary who had spent many years in missionary service. I can remember the moment really well. I remember the name of the guy, Bob Foster. I assume that he has long gone to be with the Lord. So an elderly missionary. And we were asking him questions about missionary service, questions about his experiences. And then there came a point when he turned the tables on us and asked us a question. What motivates you for mission? We came back with several responses, including those mentioned above. But to our surprise, he said that we were missing something and directed us to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. We were told that if we did not love others with the love Christ puts in our hearts, we would find it hard to sustain a life of faithful missionary service. It's something that has stayed with me. There are many motives for mission, and we need them all. But we should never forget the words of Paul, Christ's love compels us. May God put love in our hearts today for those who are lost without him. May God indeed fill us with the Holy Spirit of love so that we know his love for us and that love flows through us powerfully and out to others. All the lives that we touch today, all the people, our work colleagues, our friends, our family, our neighbours, whoever it may be, however difficult they may be, they are people that Jesus loves. Lord, may you give us that love in our hearts today. And may that love be transforming, not only for ourselves, but for all of those that we reach. We pause to pray together. You may recall that a few episodes ago, I encouraged you to think of three people who you were wanting to reach out to. I wonder how that's going. I wonder if God has given you amazing, surprising opportunities to connect with these people and share the good news. It may be that one or two or three or four or many have come to faith through the ministries of people who listen to this podcast. I'm always heartened to hear encouraging stories, and it may be that if you are able, in confidence, you might want to drop me a line and just say some of the things that have happened. but it may be that nothing much has happened. Well, the encouragement is for Christ's love to burn in your heart once again and for you to be re-envisioned to share that love, not only with those three, but with others too. Lord, we ask and pray that your love, your amazing love, your beautiful, cleansing, powerful love would so dwell within us that that love would compel us onwards and outwards to share with others. We hold before you once again those three people who have been mentioned in the past in these podcasts, and we just ask that you would be with each one and that you would give us opportunities to share, opportunities to share our journeys, our stories, indeed our very lives with these people. Help us to be willing to be vulnerable for your sake and for their sake, following the example of the Lord Jesus, who went to the cross for us. And may we know the deep joy, the lasting joy, the eternal joy of seeing our friends turn to you in repentance and faith and embracing you as Saviour and Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.